BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 50, verses 2 through 6. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, has come to judge His people. He is dressed in white for the occasion, full of splendor. When Moses presented Israel the covenant the Lord made between him and them on Mount Sinai, Moses called the heavens and the earth to be the witness of the covenant. Deuteronomy 30:19 and 31:28. Now, on Mount Sinai, the Lord is about to judge His people to see if they kept the covenant. God will not be silent during the judgment. He will speak His case. The Lord does as Moses did. He summons the heaven and the earth to be the witness. Verse 4. Covenants are a central unifying theme in Scripture. Genesis 9:8 through 17, 15:9 through 21, and 17. Exodus 19 through 24, Numbers 25:13 through 13, and 2 Samuel 7:5 through 16. As well as Jeremiah 31:31 through 34, and many more. God establishes covenants with individuals, the nation Israel, and the new covenant established by Jesus the Messiah. Covenants are similar to human treaties and commitments in human economics, politics, and relationships. Jesus' new covenant is a one-way special contract. The covenant was sealed in His blood and body spent on the cross. During the Last Supper, quote, He took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in My Father's kingdom." Matthew 26:27 through 29. Now, quote, "Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you will proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." 1 Corinthians 11:26. And He will come, stand on Mount Sinai, as the psalm prophesies, and examine the people of His church to see if they kept themselves pure.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.